Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Have three of you. You remember I said, we had a problem with recording the first time that we were together, not talking via Skype. That was weird.
Yeah, that was complicated.
Yeah. I think that we started to restarted like three or four times before you finally got together. And
yes. That was a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you said, like, maybe we'll record later. When, you know, we're separate. You're at home and me as well.
No, but now you are experienced and you can lead me through it.
Because, well, the secret is not to look you in the eye. Otherwise, I'll just burst out laughing.
Agreed.
So, it's... Finally, podcast when three of us are all together in the same room.
Yeah. Enjoying Landish's hospitality.
Mm-hmm. It's been a hectic week. We have accomplished quite a lot of things.
But we are not going to open up the secrets. What is awaiting? Yep.
I have been shown the center of St. Petersburg, mm-hmm. and it's actually my first conscious and purposeful trip to St. Petersburg. I'm a guest to this town, and my previous trips were, well, let's call it business one or educational ones, and I recall nothing from them. Mm-hmm. But now, at last, I saw local sights, and I'm quite satisfied with the city itself and with the guide, of course.
Oh, no! I wanted to show him this Petropavlovsk. How was it called? It was called Peter and Paul.
Yes. Peter and Paul Fortress.
Oh, yes. Peter and Paul Fortress. We went out of the station and just talking, blabbering something. And in the end, I understood that we made a wrong turn. I think that we have to turn back and go in a different direction. So I was a horrible guide. So yeah, it took quite a long time to get from one place to another. But I think that we tackled most of the sites, pretty much everything
except Pushkin and Pavlovsk.
Yeah, but within St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
we haven't been Pushkin.
No, unfortunately.
Yet.
But now as my study is complete, I can visit St. Petersburg more often, and
mm-hmm.
I can even go farther than that. I have already been, how do you call it?
Invited.
Of course.
You've been invited to Nabережные Челны and Kazan and to a trip through all Russia.
And what do you guys think about settling down here in St. Petersburg next to the Durov's office? Making it our permanent residence?
I guess so. We can...
And then just go traveling around Russia and then coming back.
Sure.
It's nice.
Do you think that... Well, Nevsky, do you think that it's an appropriate place for us?
Well, we are talking about business.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's pretty businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make it obvious that... we are that cool.
We can get them out of their office and and settle there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, guys, we like it more.
Yeah. Goodbye. Actually, we didn't talk about this hooker thing.
See, she was that impressed.
Very much impressed. It was like my favorite thing.
So what did you like about St. Petersburg? Well...
the most memorable thing from my whole trip, I guess.
Yes, and how would you describe your sensations?
Well, it was the first experience, so I guess it was, and especially for me, for like a person who is not that used to actually anything, and now then I was like, it was a combination of this hookah and wine
And the atmosphere
Yes, so it was a great evening. I hope that we'll repeat it.
Repeat it,
as often as it is possible.
As often as it needs to get addicted.
Londish, I'm start worrying.
Why?
I already imagine visiting you in Novoroshny Chelny and you sitting there in a smoky room and doodling. And saying, "You agree."
There was such a feeling of harmony, and
of course,
everything is so good.
Yeah.
It's harmony from the word harm.
Yeah, it's cool, actually.
She is the Chuck Norris of the English language. She breaks bricks of grammar difficulties, flexes her phonetic muscles, and can lift a tone of English vocabulary with one hand. Master of English and the owner of the black belt in linguistics, Asia! I can't actually applaud. because I have an iPad in my hand.
I already imagine. I already imagine myself. You have to doodle me with that black belt in linguistics.
Right. No problem. Then he discovers St. Petersburg like no other man has ever discovered it before, because of his unique guide who constantly forgets where she's going and gets easily distracted. The final piece of the puzzle, Daniel.
Hey,
and the person who would, if she had the chance, feed all the hungry and not particularly hungry people in the world, Landish.
Well, that is so true.
Actually, last time, we recorded a podcast, as we already talked about it, which was a great podcast, like the greatest episode.
Yes. And unfortunately,
it will just remain in our memory forever. And we read a message from our dear friend, Ryan, from Charlotte, North Carolina. He wrote concerning the podcast, "Loved listening to your podcast, it's really interesting, and you guys are super silly, especially you," so refers to me. "And I remember briefly listening to the first one you guys did, but I actually listened to the whole podcast this time. I like the randomness and the discussions on events and news, especially you guys talking about the wormhole. And you guys aren't pros at this, but that's what makes it interesting. And no, you guys are not rubbish. Yes, please do continue the silliness. It's my favorite part."
Thank you,
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, so Ryan, thank you very much.
You are our first listener from the United States.
Yeah.
Constant listener, and that.
And don't forget to tell your friends about us.
So yeah, maybe the United States start listening to the Russian podcast in the English language,
and then they will start the demonstration. Give her a visa. Give her a visa.
Oh yay!
Stuff
new.
Yeah, and then there will be a massive protest
again on somewhere. Like, yeah.
Maybe someday it will be like Craig Ferguson's show.
Yeah, probably.
But the three of us.
Because he's a foreigner. Why not?
Yeah. Why not us?
How is Scotland different from Russia?
Absolutely the same, actually. Not bad, actually.
As far as I know, our podcast is one of the few English language Russian podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the St. Petersburg Times, something like that? They already
have
a podcast? I believe so. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
They may have.
Well, they are newspapers in English, so I guess.
Yeah, and I guess
spoke.
They do
have.
Have
you listened to them?
No, but I've read. I've read the description. I guess the mostly political, serious, no laugh.
Oh. Not interested. I'm just interested in the pronunciation.
Well, we might check it out later.
always dangerous with Russian people speaking English.
You have to develop a kind of abstract mindedness when you communicate with Russians.
to calm yourself down.
Yeah, especially you.
Because I could kill that person. Did I tell you about the story?
You did.
Yeah.
You told me.
Yeah, we had a friend. It was like the first year at the university, and she spoke a horrible English. I mean, maybe it didn't have like multiple mistakes, but her pronunciation just was, you know, Tatar, English, Russian, like that. And we had a teacher who always looked at me when this girl spoke out, and she always looked in my face and said, "Aygul, please, just mind your pronunciation, because by the look of Landa, she's just going to die soon." Because it's such a painful look, so much pain in her eyes and her face when she listens to you.
So if she dies, you'll be responsible.
Yes!
So did it work?
She started, I think by the third year, she started to, you know, speak proper English.
I recall my examination in English, state examination, the final one, and one of the members of the assessment board was a woman from Karelian Pedagogical Academy, something like that, and her pronunciation was so Russian that I avoided looking into her eyes and talking to her. I was in a similar kind of pain.
I guess it's quite like a law of nature that people in pedagogical universities don't speak really.
Because that's pedagogical universities. I mean, guys, we don't have nothing against pedagogical universities.
But just
for you to know, if you are a student of the pedagogical university, you should double your attention to pronunciation.
Yeah.
Because you are risking to cause pain to someone.
It's not that important, probably. This
As long as people understand you, of course. That's not. I mean, we are just crazy about that. Just three of us. That's why.
Yeah, that's our thing. We like this pronunciation thing. That's probably one of the reasons that we started the podcast, because we enjoy our pronunciation.
We just love ourselves.
Yes. And we love to listen ourselves, especially me, probably with the quantity of times that I listen to this podcast in iTunes.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I know who is the subscriber from the iTunes store, except me. It's you from multiple devices.
Well, I do have multiple devices.
There are about like three people except me, so it's you from the iPad,
from my phone,
from your phone,
laptop.
And from your PC.
Yeah,
from your laptop, so that makes three. Okay, then.
All right, so the news, yeah?
Yes, a bit of serious news at last.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, a mass of people gathered in the Gezi Park, which is in Istanbul, Turkey, to protest against replacing the green area with barracks. At night, police attacked the sleeping civilians with water cannon and tear gas. Wrong move by the government of Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Prime Minister of Turkey. This action caused unrest all throughout Turkey, in cities small and big, including Istanbul and Ankara, the capital of Turkey. People went to squares to demonstrate their discontent with the policy of Erdogan that is getting more and more authoritarian. Some have already opined that Arab Spring reached this secular and relatively stable country. Recently, Erdogan agreed to hold negotiations with the protesters. As a precondition for talks, they will have to choose official representative and put an end to illegal actions. That is clear the squares.
Do they develop something, this situation? Do you follow the news?
As I was in St. Petersburg, I haven't been following any news.
As good as my influence, actually.
So Turkey is now some distant country where something is happening, but I'm not aware of it. But I look through titles every day. I haven't seen any horrible, the start of the World War III.
Mm-hmm.
I feel quite disinterested while I'm here, at least.
Yeah.
When I was in Finland, I saw the demonstration in Helsinki against the unrest in Turkey. Mm. There are about 50, 70 people with posters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at that time, I had no idea what was going on in Turkey. So I was like, wow. Good to know.
Yeah.
I need to check it.
That's good when you get the news from protesters on the
yeah.
street.
They protest because the police use violent methods
right.
against these protesters. And the protesters are peaceful ones. They do not harm anybody, I believe. And it is... interesting, actually, how a mundane demonstration against building barracks instead of a park, against which I would personally
mm-hmm.
protest, turned into all this anti-governmental uprising. A few days ago, I read an article about tortures and executions, how they were and are performed
mm-hmm.
in different countries. Yes, this is what I read when I'm bored.
Exciting.
One of the tortures was tear gas. One of the least complicated, of course, but I suppose still efficient.
So it was discovered a long time ago?
I cannot name any time limits.
Maybe like the beginning of the 20th century, maybe like that. So because it's a chemical, yeah, it's like a combination.
Some kind of a chemical combination,
yeah.
It is very often that something invented by people is first used against people, and only then in their favour.
I like this waterboarding. It's supposed to, during Bush era, yeah, when they used the waterboarding.
Era, Bush. I feel like living in a fantasy world.
So they use this waterboarding to get information.
When do they eat turkey?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What's the holiday? I never understood this holiday. Thanksgiving.
They just thank each other.
Is it a religious holiday?
That's when pilgrims came to the States.
To the territory of states.
To the territory of states, yeah. Something.
Yes, and it was winter, and they had almost nothing to eat and nothing to warm themselves.
And there was
this
turkey.
Yes, and the Indians gave them turkey, and they fed on it.
Okay.
And this became known as Thanksgiving.
But they thanked them each other, not like the Indians.
Well, there are almost no Indians left.
Well, they destroyed most of them.
But they have to thank someone.
Yes, Thanksgiving is an American holiday, not Indian one.
It's like they have to thank the Indians that they saved the country, actually. Because without you,
I think modern Americans have no idea what this Thanksgiving Day is all about.
Modern Americans have little respect for the past.
They just have another reason to eat something.
Turkey. Do they have anything else beside turkey?
Well, pie, maybe?
Turkey pie.
And
everything with turkey.
Turkey donut.
Turkey donuts. Yeah.
And,
turkey
hot dog. Turkey flavored coffee.
So weird thing. Did you know that in Scotland they deep fry everything? They have like Mars bars. They deep fry Mars bars.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they get?
Deep fried Mars bar. They say that's delicious.
They say a krushka is delicious.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, you didn't like a krushka.
With all due respect, though, to our Russian traditions.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
No, baby.
What?
Oh, baby soup. Oh, krushka.
How do you say oh, krushka in English?
What? Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby soup.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby soup.
What did they call it? A krushka?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
A krushka.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's derived from krushka.
It's derived from a verb, krushit, to chop. And, ingredients for krushka, they are chopped.
I never understood it.
What?
It's pretty much eating a cucumber and drinking milk.
Oh.
Okay.
There are weird
tastes
people.
Differ.
Yeah. So, some people like this.
Beim Geschmack. muss man nicht streiten.
Ja, genau.
Oh my god. I sometimes don't even know what I have in my head. Where the hell did I get that from?
Okay. You're right. Guy's eye surgery accidentally gives him strange supervision. Alec Komar.
Alec Mosquito.
Alec Mosquito spent much of his life wearing glasses and contact lenses to battle nearsightedness. In 2011, Mosquito had crystal lens implants surgically placed in his eyes to both deal with the cataracts and eliminate the need for glasses. When the surgery, he was... When the surgery was over, he found that he wasn't just seeing better, he was seeing more. He can see ultraviolet light, he can see much better than others in a dark room lit only with a black light. After testing, it was proved that Mosquito does indeed see farther down the spectrum of light than most humans, and he may not be the only one. According to the Mosquito, he's been contacted by others who've received the same implants and experienced similar effects. Mosquito's story is fascinating for many reasons. It is an example of the limitations of our eyes and ways we can unlock new potential for them, as well as an example of the adaptability of our brains. It's also a possible glimpse into future eye surgery technology. Who knows, one day we might be able to give someone the ability to see perfectly in the dark. So I guess this mosquito was quite lucky. Although, I don't know.
Mosquito.
But when I read that he was seeing more, I expected something more than just seeing ultraviolet light and a little bit better in the dark.
Like maybe he was seeing angels and
purple
demons,
people?
Ghosts.
Maybe
purple people. Or,
purple people. I think it's like it's. It doesn't depend. It doesn't
on it's your like, vision.
On your vision, it's something that you know. On how do you call it? Okay, never mind it.
Okay.
Ruined the joke.
I think it's cool.
It doesn't have any purpose, actually. You don't need to see it.
What is that ultraviolet all about?
I think it's something that ruins your skin. Yeah. Oh, not? No?
What's the...
Ultraviolet does. Ultraviolet is a kind of waves, one of the unseeable waves. The seeable waves, I don't know how they are called. We can see, thanks to them.
How are the rays called? Rentgen rays?
X-rays.
So that's not the same as ultraviolet.
I guess they are named different,
not.
So
absolutely.
I think...
Well, that would be cool if you could X-ray someone.
Oh, yeah.
So you ate my muffin. How do you know? I see it.
Oh, yeah.
You ate my muffin.
Can you actually see? I think that you can see only bones when you... Or can you see, like, tissues as well?
Well, if a pregnant woman goes for an X-ray, apparently... they can see tissues, because they see
oh,
baby's
yeah, like
tissue.
But muffin and embryo are different things.
Oh, okay, I just thought that maybe, but I'm not claiming that it's possible. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I just thought that it may be cool.
Yeah.
And this vision through the pregnant woman's abdomen, it's not X-rays.
It's called differently.
Because
they have this.
Yes.
How is it called?
UZI in Russian.
Does it stand for ultraviolet? No.
No, it's
something different. X-rays are harmful.
Yeah.
For
because
man's
you,
organism.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because it's a baby. Colony.
Yeah. Okay.
It's some kind
cancer
of
provoking rays.
Yeah.
Cancer mutations, maybe even.
Don't go. X-ray
your child.
Don't
yourself.
Don't X-ray
anyone. So that might be like some a harmful power if you can X-ray someone with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I've just X-rayed one girl.
She died.
Oh goodness. We have have two new
sections,
yes, of our podcast, which is called Beardology, which long-awaited section of Beardology, and we also are going to have a new story, because
yes, this story, every part of this story, every chapter of this story will be connected with the Beardology news.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is going to be something like the a never-ending saga of Kim Jong-un.
Yes, Kim Jong-un will not partake in this story.
Who knows? Maybe
as a cameo.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he can grow a beard. Mm. I still haven't found a dictator who would have a beard.
Have you looked?
No, actually, no.
no surprise, I haven't found.
Putin is around right now, free out in the market. So, but he's not my type, actually. It's quite interesting, yeah? Why would he do it?
Who?
Divorced his wife.
Well...
Maybe she divorced him, because he didn't have a beard.
Bastard. Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Then I understand.
They explained that his wife is not a public person and
mm-hmm.
wanted to have a quiet life.
And it just, right now, she understood it?
Well,
like,
she...
So many years!
I think... She hoped that he would not go for the third of... What was his term? third term?
It's lost count already.
Third presidency.
And maybe she hoped that he would get back to his senses.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she realized...
She's like a typical Russian woman. Yeah?
That's it, I'm fed up. But still, they appeared in public together
mm-hmm.
to conceal the real... situation.
Yeah. Enough gossip for today.
Like the yellow pages.
Well, that you asked me this question.
What? So why? It's quite interesting. Why not? So yeah, Beardology. Okay, why is that that women find bearded men so hot? A new study says that male facial hair and attractiveness are correlated, but the study also says that how much facial hair in a man has can determine how good-looking he is to the opposite or same sex. Researchers showed women photographs of 10 men at 4 different stages of beard growth. Clean-shaven, a 5-day light stubble, a 10-day heavy stubble, and a full beard. And the women, 351 of them, and 177 heterosexual men, viewed the photos and rated each photograph on 4 different factors: attractiveness, masculinity, health, and possible parenting ability. Women found the best-looking men were in their heavy stubble phase of the beard cycle.
That's
very good. Participants rated the clean-shaven man and the full-bearded man about the same for health and attractiveness, but rated the bearded man higher for perceived parenting skills. Light stubble got the worst ratings from both the men and women. The 5-day growth appeared patchy, and that could have been perceived as unhealthy and not very masculine. Let's move on to the story.
www.lingvistov.ru presents The Adventures of a Bearded Man in a Beardless World. A tragedy fell upon a world of men. One horrible morning, the bearers of Y chromosome throughout the planet looked into reflecting surfaces, be that a mirror or a puddle, and saw that their facial hair was mysteriously disjoined from them while they were asleep. Nothing was left, not even the tiniest piece to make memory of. That very day, thousands of women applied for divorce. Shaving machines manufacturers went bankrupt, as did false beard designers, because since then everyone knew for sure they were false. The vast majority of men admitted to feeling sterilized. That became known as beardaster. And yet, one man was unaltered that grievous day. Richard Barbage's natural scarf remained held tightly to under the skin of his face. You can guess that the attention of broad public, annoying media and cunning government was drawn to Richard Barbage immediately after the beardaster. He had few hours to muster his stuff and go recluse but his ignorance of the catastrophe cost him the harmonious and happy life he had had before. His mailboxes, both real and digital, and his profile in Facebook exploded with thousands of letters from thousands of frenzied women who wanted him and only him for their husband. "I adore you, Richard. You're the man of my dream, Richard. Will our children be able to grow a beard too, Richard? How exactly long is your beard, Richard?" As if she cared. Our hero, being a 21 years old IT student with a 21 millimeter beard, had never been object of attraction. The tons of love pressed on him heavily, so he decided that he should somehow act in order not to be buried under the mass of woman bodies. Richard Burbage's prowess at Photoshop allowed him to create a delusion that he had shaved his facial hair. The effect was fabulous. His triumph was epic, but did not last. The trick won him only one day of rest, most of which he spent lying in a bathtub, washing his beard, playing with it, and talking to it. To be continued.
Why is his name Burbage?
Because le barbe, it means beard in the French language.
Oh, it's derived from barber, the...
Yes, barbe, barbarian, they're all from beard.
The guy who looks after your beard is called a barber, like barbershop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or not necessarily a beard, actually your hair, yeah?
Yes, but beard is much more important than hair.
You might not have hair
but
on
you
your head,
must
but
have
you must
a
have a
beard. Or two.
Or even two, yeah.
Maybe our top hair is a second beard.
Well,
that's
a very comforting thought.
Landish, why did you grow such a long beard?
I'm going all Jesus Christ, actually.
So women actually have longer beards.
Yeah, and I just remembered yesterday. But we're not going to talk about it, are we?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
When will be the next time that we, you know,
hookah? I don't know.
Do not confuse. I pray you, do not confuse.
Yeah, because the podcast where we explained, you know, the name of this device, yeah? What's it called? It's,
water pipe.
Water pipe.
Actually, we call it shisha.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great word.
But I like hookah.
I like water pipe. I think water pipe is not exactly the whole thing. It's just maybe
the hose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, but why on the hell then is the boil called for water pipe? For
maybe
water
it's
pipe.
A bad translation from some other language, like...
Turkish,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Or maybe it's after the bagpipe.
Do they actually have it in Europe or in the States?
Yeah,
except
maybe,
the
well.
Except the Arabian places?
I guess if we have it, they probably have it too. So maybe not that popular.
I think that in the USA, there are things that work as hookahs, but do not look like ones. Have you seen films about junks? When they smoke through some tube?
But that's different. I tried it. It's actually tobacco in there.
Is there water?
No water. It's tobacco. You... actually, it's pretty much as a cigar or a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's not very pleasant.
Then
unless you're a smoker, of
then
course.
I suppose they don't have this in America. It's too mild for them.
By the way, when I was in Egypt a couple of years ago, I was lucky to go outside this tourist area and see part of real Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprised me most was that all McDonald's had this hookah, and there were so many people sitting outside McDonald's in this terrace, smoking hookah, like all of them. And it's like it goes without saying. As like when you go to a restaurant, you see an ashtray on the table. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a smoker, there is this ashtray. Yeah? And that's pretty much the same in Egypt. You go to McDonald's and you see a hookah, so you can ask your waiter to make it for you.
Mm. A priority destination now.
Yeah, yeah. Because I never wanted to go there. It's like
I love it. I loved it.
I think it depends on where you go there. But if they have hookers,
compared to Turkey, Egypt was much more interesting and exciting for me.
Oh, where did you go? What?
I don't remember the city. Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
But not the big city.
Mm-hmm,
just.
Mm-hmm.
Small one, but it was great, and they have a fantastic sea. So if well, probably you're not very much into diving or snorkeling.
Oh,
but
no, I would love to do
but,
that.
But it's just beautiful. Mm. The sea world is great, and in Turkey,
Turkey just cannot define its identity, whether it's European or Asian, and Egypt's identity is formed as Arab.
Yeah, but well, I guess if you. Go to Istanbul or some other big Turkish cities, you'll probably feel the atmosphere of...
But I guess it's quite dangerous for...
Don't know. Never been there.
For girls to be there. They say that it's dangerous.
A lot of prostitution?
Yeah, they can, like...
Steal you?
They can steal you, yeah.
Kidnap?
If you are alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your passport away.
Mm-hmm.
And then hookah?
And then hookah. Well, Egypt is cool. I like it. I can even join you if you decide.
Because I don't really want to do this hookah thing by myself.
Well, that's not
sad.
Well, of course, you should have some company.
Yeah. Yeah. But I hope that next time we're together.
Yeah. I promise. I'll take it with me.
Okay. Especially for me. Oh well. All right. Do we have some advertisement?
You do. Should we talk about the contest?
Do we have anything else to advertise?
No.
So, go ahead. Talk about the contest.
Dear listeners.
I'm not looking.
Why? It's all right.
I don't want to confuse you.
I'm already confused. So, we have this fantastic contest, which is called Doodle Contest. So, we have. I have drawn three doodles and... we have like how many captions do we have already? Not that much, like maybe 10.
Like a score.
10.
Yeah, it would be great if you could go to our website, and what's the name of the page? It's
doodle.ru
doodle-hyphen
contest.
So you can submit your own captions, and it's actually the winner is decided by the.
Public voting.
By the public voting, yeah. So you can ask your friends or family members to go and check it out. And if they like it, they can like your doodle, your caption to the doodle, or any other. I think I'm talking too much. And
it's not advertising anymore.
Yeah, no. I'm not that proficient. Do you say proficient? I think it's Asya. Asya is more like an expert in it. So next time you're going to do that. So you can go there and check it out.
Okay, I will.
This is what happens when you trust the dilettant.
Yes, of course.
Let's see.
Let's wrap it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
We love you.
Yeah.
Yes. All of you. And
yes.
Please subscribe to our iTunes and leave comments or write to us. Say how.
And if you know
us.
By any chance where Anna is.
Anna from Moscow.
Tell her to come back.
And I wonder what happened to her.
Yeah. Let's include her in the story about the beard.
Anna. Mysterious
yeah.
Anna.
The case of the lost Anna.
Who is Anna?
Anna is our first fan who disappeared.
Yeah, she wrote.
Disappeared.
Disappeared. She wrote to us and she disappeared. Yeah. Oh, they don't have a beardology section. No, no,
no,
no way.
No, no, no.
So
we
now
must.
We do have it.
Yeah, we must let her know.
Okay,
so goodbye.
Bye.
lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.